With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. It won't be long now. Donald J. Trump on the verge of making a triumphant return to the Oval Office.
8 years after becoming president and 4 years after losing and skipping town, Trump will take the oath of office at noon today, capping a remarkable political comeback. His swearing-in and inaugural address will take place in the U.S. Capitol Rotunda. It was moved indoors because of cold weather. After the ceremony, there will be a formal farewell to President Biden and Vice President Harris before the new president attends a luncheon hosted by Congress. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Mr. Trump had a huge victory rally yesterday in D.C.
I want to thank the tens of thousands of incredible men and women who have come from all over the nation to take part in this very special moment. And I just heard in watching some of the coverage that there are rallies like this taking place all over the country. People are happy.
And he promises to hit the ground running, signing scores of executive orders upon taking office again. Among Mr. Trump's priorities, securing the borders, regaining energy independence, boosting the U.S. economy, and making American cities safe. Also at SRNNews.com, the three Israeli hostages released by Hamas are being cared for at one of the Mideast's premier medical centers near Tel Aviv.
They just spent their first night of freedom here inside the wing of Sheba Hospital, which is Israel's largest medical facility. I'm told that their families stayed with them overnight. They've been given private rooms, a private chef as well to cater to whatever they want.
The BBC's Mark Lone, the three were exchanged for dozens of Palestinian prisoners who'd been held by Israel. First came the snow across the mid-Atlantic and the Northeast. Now, dangerously cold temperatures settling in across a vast area from the plains to New England, south to the Gulf Coast. SRN News. A child pornography controversy breaks out in Texas.
Police have raided the Modern Art Museum in Fort Worth and confiscated several photographs of naked children, part of an exhibit by photographer Sally Mann, which some critics say are pornographic. A description of the exhibit by the museum describes the photos as featuring children, quote, naked, moody, and in suggestive situations, evoking an edgy, dark side of childhood. Decency groups and local lawmakers demanded that the pictures be removed. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
President Trump vowing to tackle hot-button social issues in his second term. He said that in the wake of Roe v. Wade's repeal, abortion should be left to the states, but he will probably seek to roll back President Biden's guidance that hospitals must provide abortions for women who are in medical emergencies, even in states with bans. The president has called for ending diversity, equity, and inclusion programs in government institutions. This is SRN News. For the third time in U.S. history, Martin Luther King Jr. Day and Inauguration Day will both be taking place on the same day.
The overlap is set for Monday, when former President Donald Trump will return to the White House for a second term as President Joe Biden leaves office. Due to calendar quirks, the two significant U.S. days will not coincide again for another 28 years. Presidential inaugurations have been scheduled for January 20th since 32nd President Franklin Roosevelt took office in 1937. MLK Day and Inauguration Day have only coincided twice before in U.S. history, the 1997 second inauguration of Bill Clinton and the 2013 second inauguration of Barack Obama. Bernie Bennett for inauguration 2025.
Southern Californians bracing for gusty winds and a heightened risk of wildfires less than 2 weeks after deadly blazes that have killed at least 27 people and ravaged thousands of homes. The National Weather Service issuing a warning of a particularly dangerous situation. More details at SRNNews.com.